It's the Brack Show. I'm Brack.
Yeah, great.
On the road again.
Teeth.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. I can't sing anymore or we'll get sued again. I'm not caught up yet on Hawkeye either. I need to watch today's episode.
I actually did. I'm all caught up.
Yeah. I'm today's behind.
It was good. I liked it. It wasn't exciting, but it was good. It was a solid episode.
Yeah.
I mean, there was some fighting. Don't get me wrong. It's not like boring or anything.
Yeah, I was watching other stuff when I get home and make it. Ooh.
I hear AirPods are nice. People seem to like those.
What I watched was terrible, but I watched it anyway.
I have AirPods.
Wow. Are they comfortable?
I don't know.
They sound good?
I haven't actually put them on yet. They're Karen's.
Okay.
Karen got new ones and gave me her old ones. I charged them up and associated them with my phone, and then there they sat.
Nice.
Did she go to the pro versions?
I don't know. Probably. They have, like, noise canceling and whatever. Yeah. As with a lot of Apple products, I get the hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with.
Karen does like to live on the edge. She likes to buy the stuffs.
All right. We should do a show. I could be playing Diablo.
Oh, right on. I've heard of that game.
Man, it's not even 9 o'clock yet.
Wait for it.
It's well before 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 319th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ray with us, we got Ian with us, and I showed up for some reason. I'm not sure why. Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy. Howdy! This is the week of December 8th through the 15th in year of our COVID part 9 or something. I don't know. It just never goes away. We got the 5-day 4-star crash! On the 3rd, we had a bad actress fighting Ragnarok.
Total domination.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Yep.
Starting today.
Yes.
This one's Doom. Mantis versus Venom. No bueno.
I just saw why you're having, I mean, it's bad, but why you're having such a problem. 2-1-3?
Yeah, my Mantis is not champed, not a thing, and my best power is put them to sleep and let them heal themselves back up.
Right.
That's not a good combo.
Yeah. Mantis by herself is awful.
Oh, like, it's just like, oh, he gave me a special, you know, shield tile. I can give it back, you know, and then that's like the best I got going for me.
Yeah, that really is. I got him down pretty far, forgot how the sleep worked, put him to sleep, healed him all the way back up.
Yeah.
And had to start over.
Yeah.
Because I put the sleep tile out over in the corner with no other green. And yeah, it was a nightmare.
Yeah. Ian, this one's totally not fun in any way.
Then I will not bemoan my lack of mantises on my roster.
And really not missing it.
It's terrible.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
I mean, anybody who hasn't done it, just be careful with the green. Like, if you use the green right up front, so that, you know, the healing doesn't matter so much in order to build up your AP, you know, maybe that'll work for you. But yeah, it's just, it's be careful with that green.
Yeah, it's, to make Ian feel better, though, on the 13th, it's his favorite Gwenpool.
Oof.
Fighting the Lord of Croissants. You've got 4 in purple.
Yeah, that's not the winner.
No, 2 is...
Green is the winner.
Yeah, but...
But I have 2 of that.
But purple is like the one you like the most.
Oh, it is. I do. I do enjoy the character. I enjoy her comic background. And I definitely am enjoying hard work to fire my one ability that I have it for.
That always just goes fizzle or whatever it does.
Well, it's because of my unwillingness to get out a cheat sheet to see what that does.
Yep, me too. I just pick something random just to see what happens. Like, what does this do? Oh, nothing. What does this do? Oh, nothing.
I mean, the one good thing, you don't even have anything in her black and it's useless anyway, so.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a try.
All right. Storyland, you got Globetrotting. No, I've skipped Hearts of Darkness. Hearts of Darkness is running first. To get you Kamala Khan, Echo, some Shang-Chi. Placement is Black Cat and Ultron. The special Globetrotting event is running. That'll get you Nick Fury, Mysterio, and some other various goodies behind hidden behind all those snow globes. There's a puzzle gauntlet coming back for Ian.
Oh.
That'll get you some Black Widow baton tokens.
Ooh. Oh, I don't think I have that.
And then
Maybe I do.
That is followed up by the classic Sinistix Alliance event. Black Widow.
Oh, I like that one.
Black Widow, IM-40, Black Cat. On the Alliance side, you're going to get Rockets and or Groots and some Icarus.
Oh.
So there you go. PvP land, it's between seasons right now. So what was running was Claws for Concern. That'll get you Patch and Meh. Placement there is Android Gym and some Gambit Shards. All right, let's go to the news. Let's go to the news today. this is the 242 release notes. We still have the same clue as last time. Who needs monster trucks? I think the answer there has to be monster drivers.
I don't know. I didn't think about it. I still got nothing.
Yeah. Well, that leads me to the mammoth car, the mammoth truck, which, as we all know, is from Speed Racer. So, bang, Speed Racer coming to Marvel PostQuest.
That's an unwelcome stretch.
That'd be the best character in this game.
That can't be true.
Let's see. Starting tomorrow, if you log in, you'll receive some Spider-Man gift.
Nice.
So enjoy
that. I'll log in tomorrow. I like gifts.
The holiday season starts tomorrow. Let's see. Echoes and special events. Sinistix starts tomorrow. And as does the Puzzle Ops. They fix an issue where if you have an Android thing, this fixes the text and images not being visible on some Android devices. I bet that was real bad. Yeah. New app icon and startup screen for the holidays. They do one of those every year, right? Yeah. Yeah, see? Fixed issues with spelling and grammar in multiple languages. There you go. It could get tough with the grammar. Different languages handle grammar all differently.
Okay, they've got a whole team for that.
I guess. The MPQ Winter 2021 Holiday Plan. Free holiday login. Get free daily login token to the Holiday Limited Vault running from December 30th to January 2nd. So make sure to play those days and get yourself something free.
Sweet.
There's a vault.
It's like a reverse advent calendar.
There's a vault coming with details to be announced, but it's also running those same days. Double ISO 8 running December 9th to January 2nd.
Sweet.
So that's always super nice.
Yeah.
Holiday quests, you could go running the 6th to January 3rd. Events that count. So there's a reward for winning 400 story missions before the holiday season is over. Oh, God, that's a lot of missions.
Yeah, because
there's also one for versus matches.
Yeah, hold on, I didn't get there yet.
Oh, okay. I thought we were just having an open discussion. I didn't know you were still saying things.
That's excluding Deadpool Daily quests. So,
yes.
Yeah.
You have to complete this in Globetrotting, Johnny Storm's Fireside Puzzles, two different introducing new characters, Deadpool versus MPQ, Web Wonder, 12 Days of Marvel, Meet Rocket and or Groot, Fight for Wakanda, and Your Right to Party, Honor Among Thieves, and That Never-Ending Pursuit. So, if you can do 400 of those, God bless you, because I don't think I'm going to get there.
Oh, you definitely will. Ray already finished.
Haven't started.
I do not play all the things six times.
Play six times per node. But I do almost always hit four times, so.
And then there is a Win 60 Holiday Versus Ian, which is all PvP events tagged with the holiday season banner. If the banner is not present, it don't count. Plan ahead.
Reasonable.
PvP events, that Globetrotting was 6th of 19th. Sinistix 9 through 12 with a Spider-Man No Way Home tie-in, it says. I don't know what that tie-in may be, but there you go. Fireside Puzzles starts at the 18th. Holiday Deadpool Daily Part 1 runs the 18th to the 23rd. The 12 Days of Marvel Advent event, Ian, runs the 20th to the 2nd.
Sweet.
Deadpool Daily Part 2 is the 23rd to the 28th. Part 2, the 28th to the 2nd. And I don't remember what 4 is.
Cat.
There you go. That runs the 2nd and the 7th. Versus season, the 9th through the 3rd. You got Naughty or Nice, Snowball Fight, Evergreen, Oops All Spiders, new character PvP to be announced, Reunions, Holiday Character Versus Event, Festival of Fights, Emma Frost, and then Iceman.
Phew.
And a special holiday offer yet to be disclosed. So, all kind of stuff happening for the holiday season. So that's exciting stuff. That's news. What else you got?
I don't think so.
I have some news about the upcoming holiday season.
All right.
We're going to be missing the Wednesday, December 22nd show. We will be on Yule break, but we will return. We'll be here the week before and the, you know, continue the week after, I assume.
As far as I'm aware, yes.
We don't strike each other as people who would do something for New Year's. That seems crazy. That's for kids.
Yeah.
I want to be in bed by 8:30.
I don't know about 8:30, but you know,
I want to be in bed by 8:30. Wake up, eat some sauerkraut, and watch the Harry Potter reunion show.
Oh, I do want to watch that
reunion show.
Yeah, it's the 20th anniversary of the first movie, so they're getting a bunch of the actors back together to talk, like that did that Friends kind of reunion.
Yeah,
just the Harry Potter reunion. Ian, do not watch. I warn you, do not watch the Harry Potter trivia show with Dame Helen Mirren.
Okay, why?
It is awful.
Oh, no, but it sounds like something I would enjoy.
Awful.
Huh.
All right. Do you enjoy a trivia contest where everyone instantly knows the answer, but you have to talk about it out loud to tell how you maybe got to that answer, even though you know instantly what it is? They're like,
I'll give it one episode. Where is it live?
It lives on TBS On Demand, so you can enjoy that on Hulu.
Okay.
But boy, it's
not challenging.
No,
that's the issue.
It's got several. There's a certain category. I mean, I don't think this ruins anything. All right, there's a category where they're like, okay, we brought out a prop from the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right prop? So like, hey, here's a couch. Do you recognize this couch? What movie's that from? Where'd this happen?
Huh. I don't hate that.
I don't know, dude. It's a freaking couch. It's a background furniture. What do you want from me? That's not Harry Potter trivia.
Little bit of visual recognition. Harry Potter movie trivia.
Yeah. Which doesn't make it worse because I am more versed in Harry Potter book trivia.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's some of
those. Right,
some...
I don't hate any part of this. I'll check it out and I will give you the unbiased Ian review next week.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, you're like, this is awful. It has Dame Helen Mirren in it. I'm like, wait a minute. Those don't follow. Yeah. Like,
well, she's not the bad part. It's the, hey, contestants, what is 3 plus 2? And they go, well, that could be the same as 1 plus 4, or it could be this, or they could be that, but I think I'm going to go with 5. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with 5.
You're just adding more skepticism to your review of this
show. It's brutal. But there's this, the one episode has this guy who looks like he's 100, and he is on top of these questions, though. He's like, my wife is a librarian. When the books came out, there was a lot of buzz about kids getting excited to read this book, so I read them all. I'm like, okay. And he's competing against a girl who's like 15 years old.
Nice.
And there's one Scottish lady who has a fantastic accent.
Okay. That's you watch an awful lot of this show for someone who hates it.
I did hate it. I forced myself to watch both episodes today, and I was like, oh, God, this is bad. There's only 4 episodes, but moving on.
Yeah, before we get off news, though, Donkey Teeth did remind me there was something. Echo feeds 5-star Phoenix Cyclops. So if you're into feeders, which you should be, you know, there you go. Important information, especially since he's not that old. So, you know, having a feeder for him, you can finally get some covers.
My one cover Echo will totally feed into other people. Is that all?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, moving on. Ian, hit me with your top 3.
Oh, my goodness. That was quick. Even though that was a huge derailment, I still feel like this crept up on me. So,
I don't know how.
This week, I feel like we agreed that we would be looking at bands that have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we will be listing our top 3. Now, this will need, I feel like this needs a lot of feed forward from me.
Sure.
All right.
There are not only a ton of entrants.
Oh, buddy.
I am only telling you my 3 favorites that I noticed on the list. Am I willing to acknowledge that there are many other bands on the list that I know full well are superior in almost every way to some of the people that I chose? Yes. Yes, they are. This is no way a definitive list. This is in no way me saying these are the best. This is me simply saying these are the 3 bands that throughout my life I have enjoyed the most.
Yeah.
And that was my criteria.
I agree with what you just said 100%.
Yeah, there's just so many bands on that list. You're like, oh, they're great.
I looked at so many and I thought, oh my gosh, those bands are all better than the ones I listed, but I'm not changing my list.
All right.
So, since I'm already on a roll and I've been actively trying not to start with myself for like the last 5 weeks.
I'm on a roll and about to go solo.
My number three.
He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Who? Han Solo?
No, that was a lyric from Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby.
Oh, I didn't hear what you said. I was trying to not get absorbed in your derail attempts. I mean, I'm with you.
Not
I wouldn't drag this show out and prevent Ray from playing Diablo as much as you do, but it's getting obvious at this point. Making my number three, the Beastie Boys.
Oh, that's a good band.
I love the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Not getting to see them live is one of my deep musical regrets, but they really shaped my musical interests for a huge portion of my life. I loved them when they first came out because my parents were like, you can't listen to that. And I instantly made it more appealing. They were constantly fighting for my right to party.
Yeah.
I really appreciated that. And I feel like they really evolved in a good way. Over all their albums.
Yeah, I mean,
I always...
They're like the definition of a band who does not stay stagnant.
Right.
Like, you know, you listen to License to Ill and then listen, you know, as they, you know, through Paul's Boutique and as you make your way up through the albums. Yeah, yep. They're different.
Yeah, they really are. I like that. All right. Go ahead, Craig.
My band is one that I listened to a whole slew of in the 80s into the 90s. They were the kings of college rock. This is R.E.M.
Huh. Oh,
inducted in the year 2007 into the Hall of Fame.
Wow, man! Every time I think I have your list nailed down in my mind, you throw me a curveball.
Yeah, I love R.E.M. at all.
Yeah, I love R.E.M. too. I totally support that.
I listened to piles and piles of R.E.M. back in the day.
Sure. I did get to see them live. They're a delight. But man, I was so sure I had your list in my head.
Well, you better have my number one.
I do. I thought I had your... I better have... The next two better be the two that are in my head.
All right. We'll see.
Go ahead, Ray.
Sure.
Because I feel... In fairness to Ray, I feel similarly.
All right.
Like I've got a very loose three, I've got a super solid one, and a confident two.
Wow, you're probably pretty good on. So yeah, my number three was one of the first bands I was introduced to that really took me into liking the more heavier side of rock, leading into metal. Black Sabbath is on the list, and yeah,
it's
easily made my top three.
Strangely, have way more albums than I thought.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
well, I mean, you've got
all the Dio, you've got all the Ozzy, and then you've got all the, I don't even remember the other singers' names, but I've got like three albums that aren't Dio or Ozzy, so, and I've got all of Dio and Ozzy, so yeah, it's
right, and you've got a man professionally known as Geezer Butler,
right?
That is hard to beat.
Geezer Butler
really
distinctly contributed to my hearing loss and tinnitus. There's no question of that whatsoever. I was standing, I've seen them multiple times, but standing next to a big bass speaker at one point when he did his bass solo, my skull was vibrating. I am quite sure that hearing loss followed.
Excellent. All right, let's move on to number two. My number two are the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's a good band.
Another one on my honorable mentions list.
Nice, yeah. They carried me through high school. They were so good. And again, my favorite evolution, but boy, if you start out with their self-titled stuff and Freaky Styly, they were the funkiest of funky bands. They were like, you know, right up there with Parliament in my mind. And then after Under the Bridge blew up.
Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
Yeah. Under the Bridge took them in a totally different direction, and I still love them. I did not care.
Yeah. And as, the Peppers are good, and, you know, who else, you know, can come out and really rock those socks?
Oh, right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They were, did they save a dying person when they were doing carpool karaoke?
I did not see that. That was
wacky.
I heard that story, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Craig, I'm ready.
All right.
I'm not super ready, but I'm kind of ready.
My number two was inducted in 1996. This is Pink Floyd.
Thank goodness.
That got you back on track?
Yeah, I was going to curse on air and make Ray do more work. Because not so because I was so like single-minded on it or because I supported it in any way, but I'm like, either I don't know my friend at all or he's been lying to me. He's been gaslighting me for 20 years.
Pink Floyd's amazing.
All right.
Just so good.
Yeah, they definitely did not make my list, but if they didn't make your list, I would have just keeled over.
All right, well, there you go.
All right, Ray, I'm ready.
All right.
I feel almost as strongly, but not quite, about this one, so go ahead.
Well, I'm very curious. You'll have to let me know if this was what you thought. Yeah, my number two, it was pretty clear. And they died off in my mind, like, but those first four albums?
Yeah!
Metallica is, easily my number two.
I really have spent time with these guys before. I'm not just making them up for the show.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. The first albums are.
Yeah, what a strong start.
Yeah.
Even the later ones were okay-ish, but then it has really taken a dip.
They've got a whole bunch of songs since then that I enjoy, but they don't sound like Metallica. Like, they're not the speed metal of those first four albums.
Well, yeah, I mean, Ride the Lightning is very different from the Black Album forward.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I'm also one of those people who really, really enjoyed that S&M albums. Oh, God, those are good.
You would.
They're fantastic.
All right. We're ready for the start of the end. The number ones. My number one is the Talking Heads.
Ooh.
I love the Talking Heads. I love all the work that they've done. The Talking Heads, I once had a supervisor at a job, and his polite roundabout way of telling me that he thought I was a weirdo when he first met me was, "You look like the kind of guy that enjoys the Talking Heads." And I was like, "Ow, that's a savage burn, but totally accurate." I mean, all their albums are just excellent. All right. Nice. Even David Burns, that was a good pun.
Slug out put in the Discord for folks who aren't here. Savage Burn, B-Y-R-N-E.
Spelled like David Byrne, yeah.
That was good.
All right. Craig, you only have one chance to get this right.
All right, my number one was inducted in 1993.
Pretty sure we all know who this is.
Ian, what's the answer to the greatest rock and roll band that has ever lived?
If it's anything other than the Doors,
you are correct, sir.
I'm going to look under your bed for a pod.
It's always the Doors. Morrison is my muse. Like, it's, he's the greatest.
Nice.
Nothing better.
I'm not sure why I had them on my honorable mention list because I knew they were going to be on your list.
Because they're the world's greatest rock and roll band.
Yeah.
Samurai's never allowed to talk on this show ever again, by the way.
Well, his audio is ruined, so don't worry about it.
Good, we're going to keep it that way.
It's already been, your wish is fulfilled.
Ray, what you got?
All right.
So anybody who knows me should probably know the answer to this.
Is there any chance you went to see them during my wedding?
During?
Or your wedding?
Well, not during, but right at the same time, yes.
Not during, but when we were there for my wedding or your wedding.
No.
What?
No.
Wow.
Oh, no. I'm in the upside down.
Yeah, maybe.
Go ahead, Ray.
Is it your favorite hair band?
No.
No.
What?
No.
Go ahead. Wait,
favorite
I don't
hair band.
Know what's going on.
I don't think who you're thinking of has even been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They probably haven't. That's probably a good point.
They're not that good. But no, my number one from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is Nine Inch Nails.
Wow.
I
didn't see that coming at all.
Yeah. I absolutely love Nine Inch Nails. Clearly,
they are super great.
I was on board with Ian.
Really?
How was it not Kiss?
How was it not Kiss?
They were number one on my honorable mention list.
Dude, you're smokes. Like a general in the Kiss Army.
No, I'm sorry, but if I look at music that I really, really enjoy, they made it fourth on my list, but
wow,
yeah, it's they're not they're not overly talented musicians. Like, I really enjoy their music, but they're not, you know, they're not the cream of the crop as far as creation of unique music. Like,
yeah, but Ray, if when you want the best, you get the best when you go to see Kiss.
This is
Craig,
true.
Call Sammy. I'm going through something. I need some help.
Yeah, man. We're going to have to sit down this at an all-you-can-eat Brazilian steakhouse in California to rush this out.
That seems reasonable. Holy Cats, Nine Inch Nails is super good.
Yeah. I mean, the talent Trent Reznor puts forward, the number of times I've seen them in concert, I mean, yeah, clearly my favorite.
Sweet. All right. Well, I think we all have some honorable mentions. I tried to keep my honorable mentions down to one.
All right.
And in a crazy but awesome twist, thanks to everybody's favorite Donkey Teeth recent birthday boy, my honorable mention is Hall & Oates. I love Hall & Oates. Hall & Oates has, not only do they have so many hits, but, you know, there's a lot of not a lot, because most of their songs are hits. Like, if it's a Hall & Oates song, it's a hit. And they're just, they're a really fantastic duo.
Hey, for two white guys from Philly, they could really put it out there.
Yeah, Hall & Oates is the stuff. All right, Craig.
I've got three.
Okay. You do have a lot.
Yeah, one of them was inducted in 2013. They are fronted by the greatest frontman in the business.
Queen?
This is Public Enemy.
Oh, the greatest hype man in the business.
That's right. Little Flavor Flav.
Also on my honorable mention list.
Nice. 2012 brought us GNR. You gotta represent GNR. And my third, which was inducted in 2014, is, you know, the revolutionary where the, you know, we switched over really from rock to the grunge world forward. You know, you gotta have Nirvana. I mean, it's Nirvana.
Yeah, no, I agree. And again, like, as we said, the list was immense.
Right. Yeah.
Not everything could be acknowledged. Was there anything on my list that I think was as good as, say, the Rolling Stones? No, but I don't care.
I do feel bad that I left off Rush.
Right, we left off Rush, too.
Mm.
They don't deserve to be left off. The Beatles don't deserve to be left off.
Oh, my God, really? We're firing Samurai Forever. Good Lord. The one person in the whole universe
that sentence.
Who thinks that Nirvana is overrated.
Who thinks that grunge was the low point for civilization?
Seriously. What are you, 95 years old? Like, did you grow up with like, the big
really
band
dark.
Music?
I don't like any of the thing that's happening in my mind right now.
Holy smokes, that dude is totally fired from this show. Ray, what you got in honorable mention?
So, apart from the ones that were already honorably mentioned, The Who, I have to mention, I absolutely really enjoy The Who. Not all their songs, but I'm a huge fan of like 50% of their work. The Eagles, I think, have to be mentioned. Def Leppard is nothing but fun music. And then just for the talent of the artistry and the writing, Fleetwood Mac. I've really come to enjoy Fleetwood Mac songs. So, yeah, those are the others on my list.
Hey, I was not expecting Fleetwood Mac out of Ray, but that's exciting.
Yeah, I really enjoy.
I enjoy Fleetwood Mac, so
I really enjoy it's the artistry of the songs. Like if you listen to the complexity of their songs, it's impressive.
There you go, then.
Yeah, I can't do a musical mashup the way Craig can, but let me tell you, I do have like Why Kiss is not on your list. Hall & Oates style for Ray's list going on in my head, and it's gold.
Your nice. Kiss ain't on Ray's list because Kiss ain't
no,
on Ray's list.
No, because it's Kiss. They're not on Ray's list. I can't handle this. Let's get to trivia. All right. So last week.
They were replaced by the Nines.
That's awful. Let's talk about Drax pretending to be invisible and eating a delicious crunchy snack while doing so. Those were Zarg nuts.
Clearly.
Drax was eating Zarg nuts. Now, let's talk about a Marvel classic, For the Dark World. In what English city did the spatial convergence take place in For the Dark World?
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
We'll have that and more trivia.
Is this a Doctor Who tie-in?
Yeah, that's exactly
I don't know.
What
I've
I thought
never
of.
Seen that show but once.
Okay. That's what I'm going with for my answer.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going with Cardiff, but I have no idea.
Well, I'll let you know in only 7 short days.
All right. Willie, you got a mailbag.
Yeah.
Can you open it?
Sure. Not much in the mailbag this week. However, over on the D3 forums, GodzillaFan67 said, it took me a second to realize who was the actress who must not be named. I personally find Natalie Portman to be a solid actress and really came to like her in Where the Heart Is. I've never even heard of that movie.
Is that a silent film?
I get it. I first saw her in Leon, the Professional, but didn't really realize it was her until a few years later. Well, yeah, I mean, and in the Professional, she played a child. It wasn't really an acting leap because she was a child. So, I mean, it was one of her best movies. That's definitely true. He also says, I've only got one Shang-Chi cover, but I'm looking forward to more as he sounds a really fun character to play, as I tend to adore characters where I get to choose tile placement, destruction, and switching. Then, yeah, he is the guy for you. That probably explains why I'm always trying to use 2-star Bullseye and 3-star Quicksilver on all the more puzzly challenges. Interesting choices, but yeah.
You had to use Shang-Chi in one of the nodes that I was playing yesterday or today. Oh, man, he is a wrecking ball.
He is.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
I saw a little short video on Reddit. Someone did like a million points in one match with Shang-Chi.
Yeah, it gets out of hand. Million
points. I was stunned.
Yeah, I regularly, like maybe once a day, see 250,000 points of damage from one like match. Yeah, mm-hmm. he's devastating.
Well, and then you have to throw that, you know, the critical in there too to,
right?
You know, oh my God, it's crazy.
Yeah. Finally, Godzilla fan, he said, in honor of Weird Al gearing up for a tour next year, please discuss your top 3 Weird Al songs. So there you go. Maybe put that on the list sometime in the future.
I'm putting it on the list.
I like that. Boy, that's
gonna, already on the list. Boom, done.
That's a lot of thought though. There. There's a lot of songs to choose from.
There is. He's got a robust catalog.
Yeah. It's a lot of cassettes to go through.
And we also got a comment from Samurai, who's having audio issues. He said that Spider Silk, this is game related, Spider Silk has become one of my least favorite events solely because to unlock the Day 3 sub event, you have to do a 1v1 Bucky versus Red Guardian. This time around, it took me 4 tries using multiple AP and damage boosts, despite having a well-champed character. These fights that negate the character's strength, and I use the term strength very loosely with the love sausage, are bad enough in one-off events like Incoming. Either give Guardian a 3v3 or give us a new character to fight. I get where you're coming from because, the Red Guardian... Is that against Bucky? That was not a fun fight. I did it on the first try though. I didn't think it was that bad. But
more fun than this Banthas fight today.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's where I was going.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, that Mantis fight is. that really took it out of me. But in any case, there are the comments for this week. And thanks as always to Lumpy. Thanks, Lumpy.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want
to... And we just want to pump...
You up.
You up. All right. Boosted characters this week. 3-star characters. We have Gray Suit Black Widow. Her green will deal more damage, AoE, and her red does increased damage. Purple should have no change. Cyclops.
Scott!
more damage red, more damage black. Deadpool, more damage whales, better healing, and that's it. Magneto, better projectiles, more damage with his blue. Probably his red also. Punisher, he's a guy. More red damage, more green damage, more damage on all his abilities. Now, let's talk about these 4-stars, which... Old Iceman, the creepy Bobby version. His green AoE will be boosted, and punching a snowman will do increased amounts of damage.
Would you like to punch a snowman?
Carolina Dean is boosted this week, and she'll have bigger yellow protect tiles, more green AoE damage, and again, more protect tiles with her blue. Loki, the alligator of mischief.
Sorry, I just saw the graphic.
Let's see. More damage from purple. Yeah, it looks like more damage all around, and a bigger health burst from yellow. Mockingbird, huge damage with the red, and a little extra match damage from purple. Oh, good old Namor. Let's see. Sorry. I couldn't figure out why their descriptions were so derogatory, and then I remembered. Now I'm back. The black and the purple deal a little more damage, as does the green.
I think you should have read them, but you know.
Well, this loser, this chump, and this Aquaman wannabe are the descriptors of poor Imperius Rex.
Imperius Rex.
I don't remember the name of the character whose image is on the infographic, but that character was fantastic on Rick and Morty. Nimbus, yes, Mr. Nimbus.
Yes, Nimbus, yeah.
All right, 5 stars. The God Emperor Doom, who will do more yellow healing, more damage from his black, and more healing again from his blue. Man. let's talk about... Oh, Havoc! I remember him.
Yeah.
Green AoE is boosted, his red damage is boosted... And his blue damage. Man, he does all sorts of things that Havoc should do. Oh, Thanos. My only max-covered 5-star. Yes, Black does an awesome... Court Death does awesome damage, as does Come and Get Me. And lastly, Yelena Belova. Her strike tiles are better, her purple trap tiles are more damaging, and her green does a little extra AoE damage. Let's see what I can tell you from Samurai, telling us about the boosted characters. Hey, Ray.
Yes?
I'll thank you. That, well, he says, hey, Ray, who should we use this week?
Doom.
Yeah. There's a pause. Doom actually makes a great companion to Shang-Chi and Onslaught. His 2 active powers use colors they don't. He can shuffle the board to find better combos. And his black packs a wallop. The boss event means this list is a little less important. But the new PvP season finally kicks off. And with all the special PvP events, you could probably find a use for Bobby. His awesome stun. Or Mockingbird's nuke in a can red. Yeah, for sure. Sounds like there's a lot of winter events, if I remember the news segment appropriately. So that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
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 So just to be clear, the sound that I made when you mentioned Havoc had nothing to do with whether or not I like Havoc. It's sure. Only because he is the only not new that I don't have champed. And it's a little irritating because he doesn't have a feeder. Like, there's no way for me to really focus on him. It's that's it.
Is he in your team up time?
No.
What about the synergy segment featuring Ray?
That either.
Oh.
So this week, and again, if you have a team up, send it in, because I'm going like week by week at this point. But Auberman came in to save the day once again with his suggestion, by Ian's request, a Mr. Sinister team.
Sweet.
This is a 5-star team with Mr. Sinister, Yelena Belova, and Killmonger. This is not a group of people that I would have thought to put together.
That am I.
However, all of these characters generate trap tiles. Each trap tile makes Sinister's blue a little bit better. Sinister creates trap with all 3 of his powers. His black original Sinister triggers when you would take a high amount of damage. It reduces that damage and generates a couple of traps if you have enough black AP. These traps deal a small amount of damage when matched by the other team. Then you've got Sinister's purple that triggers whenever an enemy fires a power, which is not common given a lot of the current PvP teams, but Three trap tiles are created at that time. They steal or reduce enemy AP when matched by either team. And then you've got Sinister's blue, which also creates three trap tiles. When these are matched by either team, it does some damage for every other trap tile on the board. So, yeah, really nice. He says, for my level 455 Sinister, this is about 28,000 points of damage when either team matches blue. So meanwhile, you get Killmonger, who's putting out a trap tile passively every turn, which is his part of his passive purple, unless the enemy team fires a power, which again, not as likely in PvP. So it's a nice flip side to Sinister's purple. Either way, you're getting out a trap tile every turn. Yelena's purple also puts out trap tiles. These go on the enemy's strongest color and deal damage when matched by the enemy and steal some AP as well. As should be clear, this is a control team. They deny AP, deny actions to the enemy. Yelena and Killmonger's reds both tie into this theme. The general tactic is to chase blue to get out Sinister's trap tiles and then get to just matching them. You will definitely reach a point in the match where you have no idea which trap tile is tied with which power. So if you're really curious, you have to tap on them to check, but it can still be a bunch of fun to play around with. He recommends Sinister at 355. Killmonger, almost any build works. It depends on what you want to use him for. Personally, I have him at a 355. And you want to have Yelena at a 553. So there you go. I think that sounds like a pretty fun time. I like the thematic all-trap team. So there you go. And thanks, as always, to Unify.
Unify. Ian, do you have Steam open?
I do. I just noticed a new quest opened up when I opened up Steam. Win one mission, or win a mission in the Globetrotting event.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that that was happening. I knew the other ones were on, like, win a whole bunch of things before Christmas is over. But, yes, I have Steam open and I'm ready to go. That's where I was taking this story.
Well, go for it.
All right. Let's see. Today it is Gamora. Incapacitate.
Gamorpha.
All right, that's all I'm doing today.
Why are you doing one? I've got seven to get rid of.
I think I'm doing three, but I will go ahead. Numero uno is Shuri.
Don't call me Shuri.
That gives me three more Havoc shards. That's the only way I'm getting them. Numero dos. Man, I can't tell. Is a purple.
Nice.
It is Hive Mind from the Ultron. That's very nice. And numero tres is a 4-star Spider-Woman Jessica Drew System Shock. I'll take that. 1-5 is nice. That gets my Ultron to a 3-1-2.
All right. Number one is a Throg. Zip, zap, zop.
Oh.
Number two, also a 4-star Nightcrawler on guard. Then we got Vulture, Circling Prey. Here's a purple. Gamora, Bladed Finesse.
Oh.
Another purple.
Wow.
Ultron, Hive Mind.
That's going around.
Moon Knight, Lunacy, and finally, it is a Nick Fury escape plan. So it gets me my Ultron to a 1-1-2, and Gamora at the super special 2-0-0.
Oh.
So there you go. Thanks, as always, to the OG.
This guy.
This guy.
Hey, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network. It is called the soon-to-be-named network. You can find it at soon-to-be-named-network.com. It's got this and several other podcasts to help diversify your podcasting portfolio. Direct links to all the shows is available at soon-to-be-named-network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Nah, my game anniversary is starting either today or tomorrow.
Ooh, that's nice.
Today was 8,000 ISO, and tomorrow is my first of three Devil Dino covers and all the stuff that's peppered in between there. So
I just got like a Loki or something the last day or two. That was exciting.
Oh, that's neat.
How do I tell what day I'm on?
What's that?
How do I tell what day I'm on?
You click on the button that says shield resupply.
Lower left.
Uh-huh. Oh, there you go.
And it will pop up.
Today.
What day are you on?
2,651.
Man, did I slide.
day 2650 was a five-star Loki.
Okay, yeah, I'm at day 2,555.
Oh, so you're like 6 days behind Craig, is that right?
I thought Craig was at 650.
I'm at 2,650.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm 100 days behind Craig somehow.
Even though he started before me.
Well, before you.
Well, he started before me too, but I'm on 2,730, so...
Guess I've had a couple indiscretions over the last couple years.
Well, what you gonna do?
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Well, you play on Steam and you can't take that laptop with you everywhere, so.
Right.
All right. So thanks everybody for joining us this week. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Ray. Okay. You need some teams. Send him some team ups. Include Havoc. Why not?
Sure.
If you want to throw us a bone, it's Christmas time. Click that Amazon banner or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, enshrinement can be a solo event. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.